football. We're going to have our hands full Saturday, and we need to have another great week if we're going to have a chance to come out on top.
Do you still think about that 09 game? I mean, is it one of those things that's on your mind a lot, or is it just kind of a, all right, I know what happened in 09, now I need to focus on this week?
Yeah, I think it's one of those, we understand what happened in 09, but at the same time, these are two different football teams. You know, they're a new team, we're a new team, so this season is going to be completely different. We're expecting another tough 60-minute battle, and we need to be ready to go.
2 weeks ago, Wisconsin had one of their worst running games in quite some time. Does that open your eyes at all?
It's something we try and not pay much attention to. Obviously, there's a lot going on up in Madison that we don't know anything about. So we just understand the importance of being able to run the football. And this past Saturday, with us not being able to run the football, is an example of the stress it puts your offense under. So our focus this week is going to try and establish the run game, and that starts with us five up front doing a better job.
How would you describe the way that James is able to handle a game when you lose and then be able to, show the leadership that you expect out of him at that position?
James is a phenomenal leader. He's got a lot of intangibles. It's the nature of his position. He knows that, and we're all aware of that as well. And I think he sets a great example for the younger guys to look up to. When things don't go your way, you're going to look to your leaders and see how they respond and how they act. And starting on Sunday, I think James has done a great job of being the leader of this team and showing the younger guys that the sun does rise, and now we need to put that behind us and move forward and turn all of our sights toward Northern Iowa.
Do you feel like he maybe puts too much pressure on himself at times when things don't go your way?
No, I think that's just how leaders are. I mean, when things don't go right, they look to themselves first, and I think that speaks a lot about him as a human being. It takes a lot of courage to take the blame and to look at yourself before trying to pass the blame, and I think again that just speaks to the kind of person he is.
I know on Saturday you were saying that you guys should take some of that blame as well for the way you play. What are some of the things that you noticed from watching the tape that you feel could be better?
When you look at the tape, I think the first person or the first group you should be looking at is the offensive line. Obviously when we can't establish the run game, that's going to put a lot of stress on the passing game. And then, when you look at the passing game, we didn't do a great job. We might not have given up any sacks, but we gave up too many pressures. So, the real faults in Saturday's performance can start with the offensive line. And we need to focus on improving this week and making sure that, we give him as much time as he wants back there. And at the same time, we need to help Damian out as well and start opening up better holes.
You talk about the first, I know you probably would ask, and probably don't want to hear this question again, but the first and goal from the three, the first two plays, what happens?
Again, it just came down to we had 10 guys doing the right thing, right, and then there seemed to just be one guy who was, either, second behind or just doing the wrong thing. So it's one of those things where offense football takes all 11 guys, and, that goal line stand, all the credit goes to Iowa State. They outplayed us down there, but, it's a great example of offensive football when you don't have 11 guys working together.
Now, you were, 3 years ago, you were a guy going through this for the first time, doing all this stuff for the first time. Mark Wiseman has a ball support through his hands in the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
No one feels worse than him. Going through this for the first time, what is that like? How do you not crap your pants for the first time?
It's just one of those things. It wasn't one play that lost us the game.
I'm not saying it's one play either.
No, yeah.
Guys going through this for the first time.
Yeah, and that's it. Your first time going through the fire, I remember in Wisconsin, we lost in 2010. We botched a snap in the second quarter, and I took fault for that, and I thought that cost us the game. So, as a young guy, you naturally will look at what you did wrong and want to take all the blame. But, when you're young, you got to learn how to flush things out really quickly and then come back in the next Tuesday and get back to work.